Well, how does that work? You know, it starts from childhood. It starts in kindergarten on television. There's selection for obedience from the very first moment. I mean, you just think about, I mean, I'm guessing, maybe I'm wrong, so you tell me if I'm wrong, but at least when I think about my own school experience or any other school experience I know about, there was selection for obedience. I mean, I ended up going to fancy colleges like this place. And the way I did it was, I know exactly how I did it, by shutting up, you know. Like if I thought that the high school teacher was a horse's ass, which I did most of the time, I didn't say, hey, what you're saying. Actually, sometimes I did and got thrown out of class. But I learned not to say anything. Just say, okay, you know, I'll do the next stupid assignment. And because I know that that's the way I get ahead and ultimately I'll do this and that. You know, if you have whatever ability it takes to do this kind of thing and you are sufficiently disciplined and passive, you sort of make it through up to the higher echelons. There are people who don't. I mean, I know some, like some of my own kids just didn't. And they get into trouble. They're called behavior problems or, disruptive, or you stick drugs in them or something or other, because they're just too independent, you know. And people who are independent are a pain in the neck. You know, they disrupt the system. And they're going to be cut off one way or another. I can tell you, just, you know, in graduate school, I'm teaching mostly graduate school, you read applications. You can detect between the lines when the person who's writing a recommendation is telling you, keep away from this person, they're going to cause you trouble, which means usually they're going to go off and do their own thing or something like that. I don't want to exaggerate. In the sciences, it's somewhat different. And the reason is the sciences simply require this kind of independence. They'll die, you know, unless people are challenging all the time and questioning. So when you look at people who are, say, studying physics at MIT or something, yeah, it's totally different. Because you just encourage people to be challenging and creative and so on and so forth. But in most areas, you don't. You want them to be passive and obedient and supportive and to fit their, you know, to fit some kind of niche inside a managerial system, which is top-down and doesn't make too much of a fuss and so on. And the people who don't accept this, they're weeded out in one or another fashion.